On with the news. There is still mystery over how a UEA student died in the gym. A city school achieves its first good Ofsted report in its 18-year history. And a man who has visited more than 5,000 pubs reveals his Norwich favourites.
A probe into the death of a student medic who died at the UEA sports park found no health and safety breaches on the part of the university. Mohamed Faraj died at the university's gym in October after suffering traumatic head injuries while using a piece of equipment at the facility. The tragic incident saw the whole sports park closed while investigations were carried out and a referral was made to the health and safety executive. However, during a preliminary inquest hearing at Norfolk Coroner's Court, it was heard that the HSE probe had now concluded and that no safety breach had occurred. In the days following his death, thousands of pounds were raised in Mohamed's memory.
Swans, which wandered into a shop's car park, made a perilous journey back to the river with a little help from a wildlife expert. The swans were spotted wandering around the Cotswold Company's car park by the manager, Catherine. Concerned for their welfare, she contacted local wildlife expert Kevin Murphy, who carefully escorted the large birds over Rosary Road and Riverside Road back into the River Wensum. Mr. Murphy, founder of Norfolk Wildlife for Rescue, said, "Riverside was busier, but luckily there were only a few cars, and the sight of the swans, along with me in a high-vis carrying a long pole, was enough for them to stop and wait for the birds to venture over without too much stress."
After nearly two decades, a city school has finally received its first good Ofsted inspection. Tuxwood Academy and Nursery, which opened in 2006 as Tuxwood Primary School, had never received anything better than requiring improvement. However, the school, which has 254 pupils, celebrated a historic milestone after an inspection in November saw the school receive good ratings across the board. The report commended the school for its improved teaching quality, noting that pupils enjoy their lessons. The school's focus on reading, underpinned by a revised phonics curriculum and well-trained staff, was recognised as a key strength. Inspectors also acknowledged the calm and orderly learning environment, where pupils feel safe, valued and eager to succeed. The leadership team, teachers and support staff have worked tirelessly to ensure that every child receives the best possible education.
Prepare to laugh and cry as the magic of Shakespeare will return to the ancient cloisters of Norwich Cathedral. Twelfth Night will be performed on July the 4th and 5th at the Cathedral's annual Shakespeare Festival. The Lord Chamberlain's Men, who last year wowed audiences at Norwich Cathedral with sold-out performances of Hamlet, will be returning to perform the comedy in the open air. Audiences will be transported to Shakespeare's Illyria and the court of Duke Orsino for this show about love in all its guises, mistaken identity and the hilarious mayhem that ensues. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, said, "It is wonderful to once again be welcoming back the Lord Chamberlain's men to the cloister this summer for our annual Shakespeare Festival. The Lord Chamberlain's men are a modern-day incarnation of the Bard's own travelling troupe of players, and they will be performing Twelfth Night just as it would have been played out in Shakespeare's day, with an all-male cast, Elizabethan costumes and traditional music and dance. The company, this year celebrating its 21st anniversary, has entertained audiences across the country and beyond, and at Norwich Cathedral they have previously performed Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, As You Like It, The Comedy of Errors, Much Ado About Nothing, Twelfth Night, The Tempest, A Midsummer Night's Dream and Macbeth."
Most people enjoy a pub crawl now and then, but for Dale Harvey, it's his full-time job. The 37-year-old Nottingham pub fan spends 4 days a week travelling the UK, visiting as many boozers as possible and documenting his experiences for his 110,000 followers. Since starting the challenge 3 years ago, he has visited 5,077 establishments and has just completed his second trip to Norwich. He sticks to half a pint per pub, meaning he drank around 11 pints during his Norwich crawl. With Norwich once boasting a pub for every day of the week, the city has seen many of its beloved boozers close their doors for good over the years. In 2022, data collated by the Norwich pub detective Jonathan Hutton revealed half of the city's most historic pubs had closed, calculating that of the 192 pubs within Norwich's Outer Ring Road in 1985, just 97 remained. After visiting 35 pubs in the city, he says his favourites are the Ribs of Beef and the Beer Hatch.
They are instantly recognisable to UEA students, past and present, and are celebrated works of brutalist architecture. However, questions continue to shroud the future of the landmark ziggurats at the University of East Anglia. Since August 2023, the distinctive stepped structures designed to house hundreds of student dwellings have been empty after changes to government guidance on reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete, known as RAC, designated them unsafe for use. 18 months on, their future remains unclear. University bosses have already spent around £2 million in remedial works on the RAC in parts of the Norfolk and Suffolk Terrace, as the ziggurats are officially called. But the UEA appears no closer to finding a permanent solution.